The NFL is back. Tonight, the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the Houston Texans. And there will be actual fans at the game, a rarity during the pandemic. NPR's Tom Goldman is here to talk about the season's launch. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Sasha, and I am excited.
I'm glad, because with all the chaos that the coronavirus has unleashed on sports leagues, the NFL is the one major pro league that's actually starting on time, right?
That is right. The NFL had the good fortune of being in its offseason in March when the sports world shut down, so it didn't have to make tough decisions about restarting. It always targeted September 10th, and here we are. That said, the NFL has been watching and learning from other leagues how they deal with playing during the pandemic, and certainly it has mimicked them with its hefty list of health and safety protocols, 71 pages of them.
71 pages. What are in some of those pages in terms of how they're going to keep players and fans safe from the virus?
Right. Well, unlike the NBA and National Hockey League and the WNBA, the NFL won't be in a protective bubble. 32 teams will play in their home cities and travel, which makes this a riskier endeavor, like with Major League Baseball, which also has not been in a bubble. And MLB has dealt with flare-ups of the virus, but has handled those pretty well by postponing and rescheduling games. It remains to be seen if the NFL would be able to do that. I asked an NFL spokesman what the league will do if there's an outbreak and games need to be moved. He said, "We will be prepared for all contingencies." Now, players will be tested every day, but not on game day. And one other unique aspect of the NFL start, as you mentioned, fans will be at some games, six teams, like Kansas City, as you said, also Cleveland, Indianapolis, Dallas, Jacksonville, Miami. They're all allowing fans for their opening home games, although crowd sizes at each stadium will be greatly reduced and not near capacity, and fans will have to mask up and follow a fair number of stadium COVID rules.
And Tom, social justice issues have obviously become a significant part of the sport's restart. What can we expect from the NFL players?
That's an important question, Sasha, considering it's the NFL that's generated so much controversy in recent years, starting when Colin Kaepernick took a knee in protest during the playing of the national anthem. You likely will see a lot more of that in the NFL, although probably not as much as we're seeing in the NBA and the WNBA, where it's now notable when an athlete doesn't kneel. Interestingly, several Dallas Cowboys players say they will kneel for the first time, and their team owner Jerry Jones is supporting them. He recently said there needs to be an understanding on both sides of the issue. Players need to know how fans can be offended by a protest. And he added this.
And I want our fans to understand where our players are coming from there, that the ones that want to kneel, they do not feel like they're dishonoring the flag.
Now, remember, Sasha, or maybe not, this is the same guy who's been adamantly against player protests. He said when the anthem plays, he wants his Dallas Cowboys to toe the line and stand. So for him to say this and acknowledge that, you know, fans have to be sensitive to what the players are doing, that's significant.
A big about turn for sure. Tom, one thing we haven't really talked about is actual football, the game, the strategy. What are you looking forward to seeing on the field this season?
You know, starting with tonight, I think it's safe to say that the Kansas City Chiefs will contend for another title with their NFL best offense. Baltimore, behind the electrifying quarterback Lamar Jackson, they'll be in the mix too. And of course, all eyes are on Tampa Bay, where, as you well know, being in Boston, longtime New England Patriot Tom Brady is now a Buccaneer, part of a very talented team on offense and defense. NFL fans can't wait to find out, can old man Brady, he's an ancient 43 right now, can he still make some magic?
Brady, who left us for Florida. That's NPR's Tom Goldman. Thank you.
You're welcome.